Welcome to Sonya Podcast. So I know everyone is texting me today saying, Sonya, the episode you put out today, it's no sound. And I'm like, what? How is that even possible? So, because I know when I made it, I heard it and I heard the sound, but I'm literally listening to it. And you're right, there's no sound. But I keep the original parts. I mean, I keep the original episodes when I do them anyway. So in case y'all tell me, you know, there's no sound, I can go and actually fix it for y'all. So I'm gonna actually redo this one for y'all, so y'all can actually hear the actual, I don't know why they actually put it out with no sound at all, which didn't make no sense to me.
National Theater, Here Lies Love, the groundbreaking musical from David Byrne and Fatboy Slim, is now in previews on Broadway. Get swept up in what Vogue calls a life-giving, roof-raising blast of pure joy about the rise and fall of Imelda Marcos at the hands of the Philippine people. Power Revolution. Here Lies Love is a revolutionary experience unlike any other on Broadway. It's a party and you're invited. Get tickets at HereLiesLoveBroadway.com.
That podcast up for me and I'm like, why? Why? I sound like one who flew the cuckoo nest. But I guess everyone... And, you know, I even got emails. I'm like, oh, my God, that was, like, the best to me. I'm like, yeah, me flying the cuckoo nest is the best to you, but okay. And a lot of y'all actually, I guess y'all want to talk about relationships because y'all sent me so many relationship things. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, Claudia sent me one. Thank you, Claudia, for... how to create your own healthy boundaries. Like, she sent me like a whole like little article on it. So one, okay. Oh wow, you know, I didn't even really look at it. I just was like, okay, I'm going to share. But oh, okay. So, it's like little interactions from two people. So, okay. Let's see what it says exactly. When we have healthy boundaries, no one gets access to our heart unless we earn it. That's one. Two, our boundaries ask us five questions and the answer. We find our truth, our need, and the action to take. That's two. Three, we can build a healthy boundary by practicing the five questions when faced with challenging. So, good personal boundaries are truly incredible. They help you in your life in so many ways. They can prevent people from hurting you, can help you hold off outside pressure. They can communicate your limits to others without having to say a word, and they can help you learn from your mistakes. So here is a fail boundary. Oh my God, they got my baby's name. So I'm gonna change the names. So it's a Katie sits on the edge of her bed with her head in her hands, feeling devastated. Her husband, Alex, had come home from work and yelled at her for leaving her car blocking the entire driveway and again so that he had no place to park. Heart to the core, Katie is fighting back tears. Alex walks past the always irritated security guard at work. He looks at the floor as usual and hopes the guard won't loudly demand to see his badge as he almost always does. Why does he always publicly humiliate? Why does he always publicly humiliate me in my workplace. He doesn't do this to anyone else. Alex fumes to himself just as the guard yells badge at him for what feels like a 7,000th time. A healthy boundary is truly amazing. If Katie had a healthy boundary, she would not have been devastated or near tears. She may have spent a few seconds processing giving Alex a response and then could have gone on with her day. If Alex had a healthy boundary, the security guard would have never asked him for his badge beyond the first 3 days. Right? So why don't we all have good boundaries? Many people come across their boundaries naturally. These are the lucky folks who were born into families that understand how emotion works and who has good boundary homes where people respect, notice, and care about each other, feelings, and needs. These families discuss conflicts, speak up for themselves, and express their feelings to each other, the very definition of healthy boundaries. When you grow up in a family like this, you observe boundaries like a sponge, absorb water. You automatically develop healthy boundaries simply by being immersed in good boundaries while your brain is developing from child to adulthood. Unfortunately, the opposite is also true. If your family was the classically emotionally neglectful type, you will be at risk of growing up with weak boundaries. If your family did not discuss conflict openly, express feelings, or speak up for themselves, you will not have the you will not have the opportunity to absorb good boundaries. Now for the good news. Even if you were born into an emotionally neglectful family or any kind of family with inadequate boundaries, it is not too late for you. You can set up your boundaries now as an adult. It is never too late. A healthy boundary is like a fence that forms a circle surrounding you that is completely under your control. You can make the fence solid and strong when you need protection, and you can relax it at other times when you feel safe and comfortable. When you have a healthy boundary, no one gets full or easy access to your heart unless they earn it. To do so, each person must show you that they pose no emotional threat to you. Some folks do this simply by being themselves. You can sense from them that they mean well and will never purposely harm you. Others can earn this privilege over time through their repeat interaction with you and the people around you. Your boundaries works as a filter. It stops everything that others send your way and check it for harmful context before allowing it to reach your heart. It does this by asking you some questions. In their answers, you find your own truth, your own need, and the action you must take. The moment a threatening person approach or potentially damaged or toxic action or comment arrives, your filter springs to action and immediately begins to work. It considers these questions. 1. What exactly has happened here and what am I feeling about it? Did I contribute to this problem? Which part is my fault? How might the other person have contributed to the problem? Is there an action I need to take to protect myself? What can I learn from this situation to become better? So, now we're going to show you how it can be healthy. Alex come through the door and skip any greeting. And he apologized to Katie. And he asked her nicely, can you please move your car out the driveway? So now, since that happened, it stopped Alex from getting anger. It prevented him from striking her hard. Next one. Alex generally was not able to park his car when he got home. It happened before, and so I can see why he was annoyed. I made a mistake, yes, but everyone makes mistakes, and I did not deserve Alex's harsh, bossy tone. This is what Katie is saying to herself. Alex is tired and has been so stressed lately, but I can't let him take his stress out on me. I need to be more careful about where I leave my car. I need to explain to Alex why this keeps happening and tell him I'll be more careful, but also let him know that his sharp tone is unhelpful in this situation. So you see how Katie wanted to take back her power, like, you know, she wanted to take back her boundaries so Alex won't keep crossing them and making her cry and making her feel sad. So in Alex's case, he wanted to do the same thing. So this is what Alex realized. He is being targeted, and now his boundaries has rise. The security guard is trying to embarrass me by publicly treating me as an unmemorable and unimportant person in my workplace. Perhaps I am carrying myself in that way that makes me an easy target. This guy seems angry, so he has problems of his own that he needs to take out on someone. His behavior is more about him than me. He is a bully sort. I need to work on carrying myself confidently and projecting more presence in my workplace. Tomorrow, I will look him in the eye and produce my ID before he can even ask for it. Then I'll smile knowing as I walked away so he can see that I'm not a good target for his frustration. So you see how Alex set his boundaries? So you have to set your boundaries. So even if you grow up in a mostly neglected home, you can build your boundaries. Close your eyes and picture your boundaries surrounding you. Visualize it in as much detail as possible. What it made of? How does it look when it's firm? When it's loosened? Watch for threats to your heart, and when one arrives, immediately pictures of your boundaries and answer its 5 questions. By purposely using your boundaries multiple times, you are training your boundary to work automatically. Eventually, it will begin to work on its own. By creating and using your boundaries, you will finally be owning its power. Your boundary power becomes your power. First, you'll see it working, and then you'll feel it working. Finally, you own your own boundaries. Oh, thank you, Claudia. That was nice. So now everyone see how they can set boundaries in their life and in their relationship. Whether the relationship is with spouse, friend, child, mother, father, work, wherever. You know, you have to set boundaries and let people know they cannot talk or treat you anyway. And I'd like to thank you for listening to Sony Podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, IR, wherever listening to podcasts that you can share. You'll follow me at SONIA9795 Instagram, SonySounds on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. We have an app on Apple, Spotify, TJVUCLAIN. She have a book called Black Girl Orange, King's Flex in New York, and Female Reform. They have a vintage store in New York, and King Flex in New York. Sorry, King's Flex on SoundCloud. And y'all have a blessed night.